unaware that he posed a rather incongruous figure, dressed in a heavy, dark woolen suit and waistcoat, with a bowler hat on his head. Harold Sandal paused to mop his brow and ruddy cheeks before he attempted to cross Commissioner Street. He reflected that although he had lived in Johannesburg for 3 years, he was still not used to the severity of the South African climate, and sometimes thought wistfully of grey and misty days in England. His lips pursed slightly as he mopped the back of his neck, and he winced slightly. Although he hated being referred to as a Rooineck by the Boers, the nape of his neck was indeed often red and painful as a result of his refusal to give up his treasured bowler and trade it in for the wide-brimmed hat that was favoured by the locals. He glanced at his watch and frowned. A punctilious man, he was dangerously close to running late for his meeting. He stepped off the pavement and almost instantly collided with a labourer struggling to offload a huge sack of mealies from a flat-topped wagon. He ignored the profuse apologies offered and hurried on. The street teemed with traffic of all kinds, carts, carriages, wagons, and horse-drawn trams, not to mention pedestrians intent on Christmas shopping. He pursed his lips again as he avoided a heap of manure left by an ox wagon, and then started in fright as a shrill whistle pierced the air. He whipped his head around just in time to see a horse-drawn tram bearing down on him. The tram driver, standing up out of his seat, was gesturing wildly at him.
"Oi, cop out of the bloody way!"
he shouted angrily in a distinctive Cockney accent. Harold jumped backwards in alarm moments before the tram brushed dangerously close to him, the team of horses pulling it, exuding palpable body heat as it sped past. Above the cacophony of creaking leather straps, jingling loose metal attachments, and the animal's loud heaving and breathing, he heard the tram driver yelling at him again.
"You damn fool! Have a look at where you're going!"
Passengers looking back through the tram windows noticed a short, stocky man standing rooted to the spot, breathing heavily with his head bowed and his chin resting on the knot of his tie. He appeared hot, flustered, and very uncomfortable. Becoming conscious of the stares of the curious onlookers, Harold lifted his chin in defiance, and, standing stiffly upright, he drew his shoulders back. Despite the impractical nature of his clothing for the weather, thought his observers, the man was undeniably well-dressed and rather stately-looking. Long sideburns widened as they stretched down to his jawline, but he was otherwise clean-shaven, unlike the majority of men in Johannesburg, whose faces bore moustaches and in some cases, heavy beards. His stance portrayed a figure of power, even if the picture was somewhat spoilt by his protruding stomach, straining against his waistcoat buttons. He was undoubtedly a gentleman, decided his observers. Perhaps an English lord, or even a member of aristocracy, and consequently obliged to dress accordingly. Harold, still stunned from his close encounter, remained rooted to the spot while he attempted to catch his breath. He felt immense relief at his narrow escape from a potentially disastrous accident. Had the horses knocked him down, he would have been seriously wounded at best, and trampled to death at worst. Not to mention the serious injuries the wheels of the tram could have inflicted on him, slicing off his limbs, or worse still, beheading him.